quite a bit of background ambience on the Web Radio Today podcast today. We started out with dogs barking. Now we have rain coming down, and I think at some point we might even get a little bit of thunder in the background, but it's all good, and I think it especially adds some background to what we're going to talk about next. When I was getting ready to be wheeled into the operating room for my prostate surgery in March, just before I was due to roll out of that pre-op room and head for the operating room, the senior deacon at my church, he showed up. It was kind of funny because in addition to being a deacon at my church, his job was that he was a nurse at Vanderbilt Hospital, a member of their heart transplant team. So he shows up there into the pre-op room with his special heart transplant team scrubs on. Heart transplant team written right there on his shirt. I thought, wait a minute, I'm not getting a heart transplant. Actually, he was there to pray with my wife Terry and I just before the surgery. I appreciated that so much. It meant just so much to me. And I remember that he was saying to Terry just after we finished our prayer, he was saying to her that she'd need to go downstairs to the family waiting room and wait there for about 6 hours or more while my surgery was taking place. But for me, that time would go by just in the blink of an eye. The blink of an eye. I've been thinking and actually praying, talking with God about what that phrase means to me, in the blink of an eye, as it's now thundering in the background. That phrase, it helps me to understand how really fragile and short our life on earth here is compared to spending eternity with Jesus. That's what our life here on earth is, according to God's total plan for us. Our time here on earth, it's just like the blink of an eye. All that goes on in our lives here on earth, the beginning to the end, and all those things that we experience in between, it's just the blink of an eye. Such a short time compared to eternity. Here's one way you can live that short time that we have on earth. Get the most you can out of this life. Live for today because tomorrow we die. Acquire possessions. Have fun. Live the good life. There is a problem with that kind of thinking because we don't just die. There is an afterlife. And where we spend that afterlife, which is all of eternity, where we spend eternity, depends on how we live our lives today. Is Jesus at the center of your life? Because he needs to be. Living a life centered on Jesus, it begins with realizing that, well, God is the author of our story. Everything that we have was given to us by God. Our blessings, our talents, all the good things, all the bad things, everything comes from God. Believing in Jesus and then believing in his life, his death, his resurrection, that's more than just a ticket to heaven, although it is. But this is important. Our Christ-centered life gives us hope and joy that we can experience in the here and now, in this life. Because Jesus, he's promised us his presence in our life here on earth until he calls us home. It isn't wrong, everybody, to pursue our personal goals here on earth, but Jesus, he needs to be our anchor. our guide, our true compass on how we live our life on earth. If you haven't done so already, I urge you, come on home to Jesus. Make Him the center of your life. You'll see an immediate change in everything. And that gift, it's out there for the taking. Accept it and walk with Jesus. It's so simple. You don't need to plan to let Jesus into your life. You don't need to tie up any loose ends. You don't need to be real good for a few days. You can come to Jesus right now, just as you are. Like the verse of the old hymn says, just as I am, though tossed about, with many a conflict and many a doubt, fighting and fears within and without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Won't you come home to Jesus today? He's waiting for you just as you are. Whatever bad things you may have done, He knows about them already. He doesn't care. He wants to forgive you. Now Satan, he's suggesting that, well, you might want to think about this for a little while before jumping into this Jesus thing. Satan, he's telling you, don't make any rash decisions. You have all the time in the world. That's a lie. No, you don't. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. It could all be gone in the blink of an eye. If you haven't done so already, accept Jesus today. Let Him walk with you, guide you through this life. He'll bring you joy in this life. And then He's going to welcome you home in the next life. Walk into any church. And the first person that you see, tell them you want to accept Jesus now, today. You'll put a smile on their face and they will welcome you home.